Certain things always seem to come around sooner than others. Daylight savings time, for example, in the spring always seems to come more quickly than it does in the fall, where we gain that extra hour. Or why does Lent always seem to come quicker than the season of Advent? At least that was my perception when I was younger. I never looked forward to Lent, I'll be honest with you, although I don't know how many people really look forward to it in every aspect of it. But you see, when I was growing up, me and all my siblings, and my parents for that matter, we gave up the same things. It made it simple. It was practical. You know, one person wasn't doing this, another person doing that. So I can understand why our parents had us do that. But, you know, we had to give up TV, and, you know, that was painful enough. But it was most painful come March Madness when KU was playing. If I was lucky, KU would get assigned a Friday-Sunday matchup versus a, oh, God forbid, a Thursday-Saturday, and then I would never get to watch them play. But don't get me wrong, I still don't jump for joy at the sacrifices that we take up in Lent, but I do look forward to the season of Lent. The church, in her wisdom and love, understands the great opportunity it provides us. I look forward to the season of Lent because it's a challenge, and a healthy challenge at that. One that can bear not just, you know, temporal rewards, but eternal rewards. After all, that's exactly why our Lord was led by the Holy Spirit into the desert to undo the damage that Adam had done through original sin. Jesus spending those 40 days in the desert is an echo of the 40 days for which rain flooded the earth. And it's a recapitulation of the 40 years that the Israelites wandered in the desert, during which they were tempted and tested. Sadly, we know they grumbled and they sinned against God. By going into the desert and experiencing temptation, our Lord is recapping really the entire story of the Old Testament in himself, entering into the plight of humanity. But how is it effective? What does it bring about? Well, by experiencing temptation, Jesus can identify with us, and we can identify with him. He knows the burdens and struggles that you endure in order to keep up the good fight. And endure, you do. But so did our Lord. St. Mark tells us in his account that he went into the desert and he remained in the desert. Jesus didn't just get a taste or a mere glimpse, nor did he excuse himself the first time that temptation was presented to him. No, he remained in the desert. He held steadfast. He endured. And his victory over temptation in the desert shines as a beacon for us. We know it wasn't just the natural temptations that our Lord faced. Satan himself tempted him. We might ask, well, how is it that Jesus, who is God himself, can be tempted? St. Gregory the Great points out that temptation moves through three stages, and it for everyone. It doesn't always come to fulfillment, but it's the three stages, no matter who we are, who you are. Temptation begins with suggestion and then desire. Do we enjoy what we're being tempted with? And if we give in to the desire enough, then we consent to it. Now, being free of original sin, Jesus would not take delight in temptation, let alone consent to it. These two happen interiorly. But the temptations of the devil are from without, by way of suggestion, which is what our Lord experienced. And this is the spiritual battle our Lord engaged in with Satan. He won the battle with Satan, the same battle that Adam and Eve lost, the same battle that you and I have to face every day. This is the most important fight that we ever engage in due to the eternal ramifications. But we're not without help. We're fighting the good fight, and we're doing so in Jesus' name. You don't think that he'll come to our aid? He takes up your cause as his very own. This is why he allowed himself to be tempted, to unite himself with each of us. Our hope and our refuge is in him, not ourselves. It was he who did not fall victim to temptation, which, by the way, is not without value. We can undermine the devil's tactics and use temptation that he presents to us against him. Temptation, when we persevere against it, is an opportunity to grow in perseverance versus seeing temptation just as a pitfall. The devil is mocked when we hold fast to this idea of turning it around on him. Just as through death, Christ conquered death, we conquer Satan by repelling the temptations that he himself suggests. As St. James says in his first chapter of his letter, "Consider it all joy, my brothers, when you encounter various trials, for you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance." He goes on, "Blessed is the man who perseveres in temptation." Blessed is that man, he says, "for when he has been proved, he will receive the crown of life that Jesus promised to those who love him." As St. Paul says in Romans 5, "We even boast of our afflictions, knowing that affliction produces endurance, and endurance, proven character. And proven character provides hope, and hope does not disappoint." So temptation and affliction, when faced head on and equipped with the grace of God, provides an opportunity to grow in virtue and attain that perfect union with Christ. This is spiritual warfare and our lifelong journey. It doesn't end until we take our last breath. We don't focus solely on our imperfections, though. The focus is the journey. It's not just striving to be a person without faults. Rather, we're constantly striving to recognize our flaws and overcome them. This is the spirit of Lent and why we take up voluntary self-denial, voluntary fasting and abstinence from comforts and pleasures strengthen our resolve and our ability to be victorious in the face of the temptations which we're presented with. And if we fall to those temptations, if we do go through all three stages of temptation, then we are separated from the love of God. But it is the love of God that will compel us to remain steadfast throughout Lent, just as Jesus remained throughout those 40 days. Look to him for strength and guidance, and patiently endure throughout the journey, that lifelong journey, which leads to our salvation.